Blog Talk Radio. morning, good morning, good morning. My. What a day that God has given us today. He's given us another day to be in the land of the living. We thank God always for His Spirit. Thank Him for the Holy Ghost. He comes in. You know, keep us all night long, my brother. He keep us all night long. Let us see another day. We say good morning. God's name. Good morning. Most of that time out to come out worshiping the thing that you often think is all only just raising your hand, you know. That's some of it. But the worshiper is the one who lives by God's word. God, the one to try to line up the precept to precept. So we come by and say, thank God for this day. Thank you for this day.
Yes.
Down here, up here, whatever how you want to put it, it's raining pretty good in Texas, Reverend. You know?
Yes, sir.
I'm more like a fluid almost over here.
Yes,
thank God for the Holy Spirit. That He's watching us and cleaning us. And we've been needing a bath. It's too hot down here. I think one time, Reverend, we got almost like 30, almost 40 days straight, 100 degrees weather. You know? Only God knows. What He allowed and what He does in our life. We thank Him for it, man. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes we go out and, you know, I've learned something, man, in this ministry, man, that sometimes God's word, it needs to be spread, you know, and that's just salvation, you know. I want to talk about this morning, Reverend, to God, and let us, when you've been invited to something, Wait to be called instead of just going straight up because you think you somebody. Wait till you be called because you never know who in that room have more, the real estate, more like prestige or prominent than you are. But wait till you be called. Someone calls you up. You know, we do make a time in this ministry that we come on that you can speak. And we never need somebody voicing it. They can come on, speak, testify, and tell them how good God has blessed them. And we have no problem with that. But what we don't have a problem with, we come out. Sometimes, you know, I hope, might not never do it over here. But whatever you do it, give God thanks. Give Him thanks for all He has done. Because He's been good to the church. He's been so good to the church. The church ain't worthy for the things He has done. You know, and I just want to tell you this morning, I wouldn't go a day without thanking the Lord because He's been too good to the church. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank for what He has got in store for this ministry today. Reverend, you have anything? All right, I don't know what He said. Let me get on with this. Well, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humblest manner we know how, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for what things you are and have done and about to do, Lord. We just thank you for another day, Lord, which allows us to be in your presence, Lord. Knowing, Father God, that it was you, Lord, that made this thing around a reality, Lord. So we want to magnify you and lift your name up, Lord. We know, we find our belief that when praises go up, blessings come down. So, Father God, we ask you to have our way, Lord. Bless us in this day, Lord, that we always make you first in our life, Lord. That we come seeking you, holy, Lord. And Lord, we move out the way and let you have your way, Lord. We believe in the Spirit of God, Lord. So we ask you to have your way in the lesson, Lord. Touch someone, Lord, and ask, what must I do to be saved, Lord? Or how can I get closer to you? Let it be through the preached word today. Maybe it might not be the word, Lord, but let it be a testimony. Let it not be the testimony. Then it might just be for the kind, warm voices that they hear, Lord. And I was glad when I heard your voice, Lord. So, Lord, thank you, Father God, for the fellowship. Help us, Lord. Help us in the name of Jesus. We start this week out, Lord, in you, Lord. If we start this day out with you, Lord, and we ever lift you up, Lord, and we find out when praises go up, blessings come down, Lord. We thank you for your Holy Ghost, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the invite that you gave us over a few years ago. And Lord, we're still running this race, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for how you comfort us through all our trials and tribulations. So, Lord, we ask you to bless the sick and the shut-in, Lord. Lord, someone came not to be it, Lord. Matter of fact, they came even talk, Lord. They got stained around his mouth, Lord. They may be heavy sedated right now. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to bless them, Lord. Give them the healing, Lord, within, Lord. We never try to move out your will, but we ask your will to be done, Lord. If it be your grace, Lord, be merciful to hold on to them, Lord, on this side. If not, Lord, give them a place in thy kingdom, Lord. Give them a place in the kingdom, Lord. They can be in your presence all the time, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we thank you for the church, Lord. Thank you for the church that you started over 2,000 years ago, Lord. You allow us to be here in your presence, Lord. And we thank you. Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Luke Luke chapter 14 and 7. And he put forth a parable to those which were bidden. Would he mark how? Thou chose out the chief room, saying unto them, when thou art bidden of any man of a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, that a more honorable man than thou be bidden up of him. And he that bidden thee come and say to thee, give this man a place that begins with the same to take the lowest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that are bidden be come, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher, then shall thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at the meat with them. But whosoever exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humble himself shall be exalted. Help me, Holy Spirit. I come to you and tell you this morning that God has a place, and then when he bids people and he asks people to come in, we should be humble enough to know that when we see him from ourselves. We see him for the far distance. We thank God that when he opened up the door, he allowed us to come in. Help me, Holy Spirit. So when he called a party, or he called, or somebody called you to do something, don't run up there to the front of the line and say, I'm Eric, you know, I'm a pastor. You know, I got this church. I'm doing thus and thus. I should take this seat. No, he said, go in. Yeah, if you've been bidden, go in and take the low route. Don't go straight to the front seat, you know what I'm talking about, because there might be somebody there more important than you. And then you might get ashamed when he tell you, can you step down and let such and such in your seat. He said, don't go up there. He said, be humble. Don't run up there because you think you got all, because you think you might be the best preacher, or maybe you think you can sing pretty good, or you can teach pretty good, or you got all the money that you're supposed to be on the front line, but there might be somebody in there more important to you, my sister and brother. He said, be humble. He said, go in low. Wait for them call you up. You know, if you go call up, then it'll be a better that you're showing yourself humble. Don't go in there with you're hardy, you know, and say, man, I'm supposed to be in this church. Jesus said in the prayer, but he said, hold up before you come in like that there. Because there's a lot of people think they just supposed to be in certain places. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. There are some places God got for each one of us, but there are some, you have to wait till God move you in them places. What I'm saying there, wait on your ministry. Because sometimes you can come out there and you'll be out there and you're only supposed to be there. You know what I'm talking about? I don't care how much word we know, we got to have the Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because you got the word and the Holy Spirit, all you got is information. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You can tell because the anointing ain't there, the conviction ain't there, because you feel like most of the people don't allow God to lead them when he give them a situation to teach, to preach, present his love to them, and they move out with their knowledge, that's all it be. But when you are led by God, you wait. Help me, Holy Spirit. You wait and wait. Amen. And when the time is right, then you come in and allow him to minister unto them. But then sometimes he asks us sometimes, Reverend, he allows us to move a little quicker than most sometimes. But I do know if you don't move, don't move our God. Don't do nothing without God. Jesus would tell him, he said, when you come in, you wait. Help me, Holy Spirit. You wait. You wait till someone calls you in. And I know this is going to find so shock a lot of you. I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, until we humble ourselves, it's hard to be used in service. Until we humble ourselves, it's hard to do this. Because what's happening, you are taking the place of God sometimes when you're moving like you just so, you better than what we call over this way, better than sliced bread, you know. You, since they put bread on the market, you think you better than that, you know what I'm talking about. But I'm going to tell you, there might be somebody in the room better than you are. Or have a more, watch this here, we call more honorable than you are. Jesus wants you to know right then, he said, don't move. Yeah, then go when they ask you to come, but I want you, don't move. I don't want you to move nowhere else. I want you to stay right there until he called you up. I'm going to do this last thing. I want you to hear me. Well, I love how he did that, Reverend. He said, and then said he also to him that did him, when thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not friends, help me, Holy Spirit, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen.
Yeah.
He said, nor they that wish the rich neighbor, lest they also bid thee, what was it, again, and recompense be made to thee. But when thou makest the field, call the poor. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Y'all make this feast.
Mm-hmm.
Call the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind, and they that shall be blessed. He said, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's telling us, he said, he tell us when we come here, Reverend, his brothers and sisters, he said, when you bite somebody, that's what we try to do in ministry. We try to bite people that God could change their life. Not saying we don't only bite the people don't change, but we try our best to bite people that they can change their life. You know, somebody can come in that when we say that it's all right to have a lot of church folks. Trust me, I ain't knocking that. He said, but when you bite somebody, Reverend, don't bite nobody that can pay you back. You know, we have this thing, I don't know if it's everywhere, we have this thing, Friends and Family Day, right? We have this thing, Friends and Family Day, we invite people to the church and so some kind of, like I was leaving church yesterday, Reverend, I went up there, got me a few pieces of that chicken and William's chicken, you know, and I was putting it off the lot, right? And I was looking at, they had a big old carnival light, and they had outside some. I heard somebody singing praise. That's how I looked up. I didn't know it was like that. And you know that library on Barrier, right? That little small library.
Yes,
so I was coming out. I said, man, when they have a library open on a Sunday, then I see how the people were flooding that thing. They had things that you can check your AIDS. They had there you can check the COVID-19. They had a drive going on. You know what I'm talking about? You know, and I saw a live band out there, and she was singing, man, and was worshiping song, and all the people kind of sat like in social distance, like, and they was coming together, Reverend, because they was invited, you know what I'm talking about? And, you know, and when I was looking, I said, man, it's so beautiful, man, that we can have something like this at church, you know what I'm talking about? Even though this is a different denomination, right? You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? Even though we know it's a different denomination, but we do know that wherever God is, I want to be at. You know what I'm talking about? I look past a lot of things because once you get closer to God, you don't look at things like you look at when you just started out. You know, as you grow in Christ, you tolerate something because you find out in the Word that Bible, because one thing I've learned, we don't know everything. Help me, Holy Spirit. I find out that there's some things I just don't know. You know what I'm talking about? But there's some things that God allowed to come back and remember. There's some things God allowed to come. But he said, when I invite somebody, Reverend, write the language. Bite the people can't pay you back. That's what recompense means.
Right.
Don't bite nobody that can give you something back in return. He said, but bite somebody you can't. That's why I said about the friends and family. You bite friends and family, they're going to want you to come in their church. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, don't worry. You don't bite people. You have to repay them or they can repay you back. Bite people that can't pay you back. You know what I'm talking about? I know it don't look right. They come in sometimes the way they dress, maybe how they smell, or maybe how they look, and how you think they're supposed to be. But I'm going to tell you, that the ministry God wants us to step up for the church is whosoever will come. Help me, Holy Spirit. Whosoever will come. You know, not you got a car, you got a house, you got a bank account. Oh, yeah, you come. You got, let me see your tithe money. What you going to, we ain't looking for them kind of, we looking for a church who going to welcome all mankind, no matter what color you are, what gender you are, because we find out God can change anybody. If you listen to the sound of my voice, you've been changed. Help me, Holy Spirit. You weren't the same you were, some of you, but you might go back a few years, 30 years. You might have to go back 50 years or 10 years. You might have to go back 60 years. You're not the same since you've been invited to God's service. I know I'm right about it. If you come to God's service and you remain the same, that's because the condition that you're in, you like. But when you come in God's presence, and when you're in his presence, and you remain the same, it ain't because of the preaching. It ain't because of the singing. My brothers and sisters, it's what you brought to the table. When you come to the table, open your heart and say, Father, come into my heart, Lord. Come into my heart, Lord. Remove what's out of me and not of you, so I can worship you. I mean, I pray that what stops this river. Nobody take this thing. It's all right when you come in, you know the Lord. You know when to dance and when to sing and when to shout. But when you don't know when to sing, when you don't know when to praise him, you're in the right place, bro, because you can get taught. You can get shown how to live holy. How to be acceptable. You got people who know how to praise God, won't praise him. You got people not to sing for God, won't sing for God. You got people not to preach for God, won't preach for God unless they get paid or someone telling them, come on in the room. See, preaching got to be proper, and it got to be lining up not with your flesh, but it got to be lining up with your heart. So when he teach, he teach. When he preach, he's talking to your heart and says, change thy ways. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So if you buy somebody to pay you back, most of the time they ain't trying to hear that. They hardy, they stiff necked. But if you buy somebody lame, you buy somebody been through some things, you know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about believers. Hey, there's some believers wounded. And it's wounded. They're so wounded that they got a scab on it. Help me, Holy Spirit. And every time you bump that scab and it pull up a little bit, they say, don't you know who I am? That spirit ain't left them yet. Help me, Holy Spirit. You need a deliverance. Because when you've been delivered, you don't go back to the old style no more. Help me, Holy Spirit. When you've been delivered, you've been under some strong teaching and some strong preaching. Brothers and sisters, you kind of consider yourself before you do it. You sit up there saying, I know this ain't right. Why I keep letting them pull me over here? I know this ain't right. Lord, help me, give me strength. Why I let these people trick me to come over here, you know? Why I let them trick me to say this? And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know nobody's business. Sometimes I go days while I talk to certain people. And I don't know nobody's business, but I know God knows your heart. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He knows, and his eyes is on everybody. So when you out there and somebody invites you to something, don't run to the front. When somebody invites you to somewhere, don't be talking about, man, you're going to pay me back. No, you go there and not even give it back. Even if you want to give an offering, help me, Holy Spirit. Even if you want to help somebody, don't go there and say, well, he got to pay me back. Or she got to pay me back. Well, you're doing it out, you're not doing it out of love. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I want to tell you this here. You've been invited. Quit making excuses. You've been invited. Invite somebody else. I dare somebody to start inviting somebody else. Say, man, if you ain't doing that, call this number in the morning. If you ain't doing this, call this number on Mondays and Tuesday evening. If you ain't doing that, I'm telling you, brother, it helps me start my day off right. Help me, Holy Spirit. When you can get in God's love, when you can tap into God's love early in the morning, boy, it makes your day all right. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not saying you're not going to have some bad days. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm not saying that it's not going to rain over you. But, boy, when you get in the Word of God, you do it daily like this here, he will give you some sustaining things. Man, they'll see you praising God. They'll see you praising God. They'll see you praising God and say, I know his circumstances. I know her circumstances. Mm-hmm. They'll see you praising God and see you lifting God up and say, how is he doing this? How is she doing this? Because of the love of God. It ain't because of me. It's because of God that dwells in me. So I want to leave you this in the heart. If you've been invited, again, wait till somebody calls you up. Or even when it comes, say, brother, I'm all, sometimes you got to say, I'm all right. Let me stay right here and pray. You know what I'm talking about? I didn't come to be seen. You know what I'm talking about? Then watch this here. Then when you invite somebody, don't always invite somebody, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They always, you know, they're going to want you to return back in return. Oh, help me. Invite somebody you know that can't give you nothing in return. Help me. So what I'm talking about, once you get them in the service, if he or she can listen to the Spirit of the Lord, you don't have to worry about it. They're going to be back. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when they come back, don't be condemning them. Girl, you smell like weed. Girl, you got all the tattoos on you. Boy, what you doing with all that stuff around you? If you let the truth told, you might have a nice dress on. You might have a nice suit on. Got the biggest Bible and the biggest sin in the church. Somebody said, what you talking about? Yeah, you hide your lying. You hide your backsliding. You hide your adultery. You hide your, come on, Eric. Stop that. Let me tell you where you hide. And you fear of God. Let people know you know God. Help me, Holy Spirit. You want to get in a setting that you want to sneak in things like folks can't see you. But God see you. See, if you of God, things out of this perk your spirit. Well, I say, Reverend, vex your spirit when you in close encounter with God. I'm not saying you can't fellowship with people. I'm saying don't let that fellowship take you out of the love of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Don't let it take you from the love. If someone's talking to you and you feel like you're going to go to another level, but back up, man. It don't make you no coward. I don't care what nobody say. It don't make you no coward. And they got this old thing, Reverend, called chicken heart, no small heart. Man, you don't know, man. He got a bigger heart than yours because he walked away. She walked away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So that's fight the people.
Right, right.
That's a lot of the people come in and worship God. So this day, oh, help me, not tomorrow, but this day, the God that gave you, allow him to minister unto you. Do something one time. Today, I ain't going to get on that food. I'm going to listen to music all day. Today, I'm going to read a whole chapter today. Today, I'm just going to get in some devotion with the Lord. I'm just going to ride. I'm going to talk. Every time I get time, I'm going to read my little Bible. What I'm trying to say, fasting is good. Help me, Holy. Fast. When the last time you took a fast? What you talking about? When the last time you separate yourself not only to the food and the water, help me, Holy Spirit, but also to the things that you do on an everyday basis? You know, can you fast on by lying? Can you fast on by cheating? Can you fast on by not following God like you're supposed to? You're fasting on things that can't turn you from him. But can you fast on that? Because once you see it come up, you ask God, give me strength. Lord, help me to get through this thing. You call life. Lord, I need you right now. He's talking about something that's not realistic to me, Lord. Show me what make it realistic, Lord. What he's saying that I can do. Lord, let it be done in your word, Lord. Trust him in the heart, Lord.
Nah.
Trust him in the word, Lord. They can say today, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord. I was glad when they opened up the doors of the house of God. So I want to leave you with this again. God wants us to be humble. God wants us to show love. God, no matter who it is, don't be picking friends only because they got money. Pick them ones that can't pay you back, too, my brothers and sisters. So go in peace today. Pray for somebody. Tell somebody you're sorry. To see the repentance back to you. Don't say go one way and don't receive it. You got to receive it and you got to give it. Help me, Holy Spirit. So allow the Spirit of God to sit in you. When someone said, I'm sorry. And they might have really hurt you. But you know one thing about it? The Bible says, pray for one who despitefully uses you. Oh, help me, Holy
Spirit. Right.
Don't let nobody have
That's
that much control over you. Don't let them have that much control you. So I won't say this in passing. Hey, I'm through. I want to tell you, God is good. And he's been better to us. And we've been to us. And may God bless you and keep you is my word. Hey, thank you.
Man.
Thank you, brother. That's all I got, brother.
Good. Beautiful. Beautiful. Praise the Lord. I love that. That passage of scripture means so much. And if we get that in our hearts, we do well, but so many are lifted. When God gifts them, and if they're not careful, they lift themselves up. what a beautiful thing it is to stay humble. Oh, hallelujah. And that's humble even when you're being chastised. It's good that you stay humble. And God can better use you in his service. Thank God for this lesson. Thank God. I was speaking early, Reverend. I didn't realize that I was on mute. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for how he spared us once again. When I say spared us, because he getting us ready. He getting us ready as more we see these lessons and more we see things, how we can be made better for him. And that's what our goal is, to be the best that we can be, since God have allowed us all this grace, all this mercy, all this patience with us. So he expects us to be as patient as he is with us, for us to be patient with others as we, what they call growing pains, where the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. For those that are not strong as us, but we can not give up on them and continue to pray and hope for the best. And that's what it is. We thank God. Thanks for this blessing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. You open, Brother Dick.
Amen, amen. Good morning, my brother. Good morning, good morning. As always, we give honor to God, who's true and is head of our lives. Sitting there listening to my brother this morning, and, you know, it brought something to mind that it shows you it don't take all day to do what you have to do for the Lord. You can get in, you can strike and get out the way. It just don't take all day. And as I was sitting there listening, I sent Reverend Henry a song that was come to mind as my brother was talking. Says, I've been in the store too long, Lord, much too long. You know, I used to watch my pastor when I was shorty. I watched my pastor. He would come in. He would stop at the very first bench when he walked into church. He would take his hat off, and he would kneel down and pray. And when he finished praying, he would get up, and he would have a seat. And my pastor was a bishop. He was known all throughout the city. But when he finished praying, sister and brother, he would get up and he would have a seat. And I thought about that when Rel was teaching. He said, don't always rush to the front, to the head of the class. I would watch him sometime. He would come get bishop and tell him to come to the front. And he would tell me, okay, that's all right. I'm fine right here. And then sometime he would usher him to the front. But he never, ever just bogarted in. And say, I'm Bishop Burgess, I'm here. And I find myself sometime at service now. I go in, I have a seat. My pastor said to me one a few times, he said to the church, he said, I could tell just as easy when I'm really preaching. He's going, Brother DK says to you, he'll be at the back and I see you make it to the front. Now, you don't have to show the Lord who you are, how you feel about it. You have to show it to them. You do it in spirit. You do it in truth. I truly enjoyed that word this morning. Beautiful word. And quick. Didn't take all day. Beautiful word. I was listening to the Ray show last night. And I said, Real must have been on the Ray show was last night, because one of the brothers on the racing scene was telling another guy, man, you got to learn how to be humble. And he kept pushing that I'm not humble. You can't be humble. I'm not to be humble. And the brother kept telling him, he said, you got to learn how to be humble. See, he wasn't getting it, Reverend Henry. He kept saying he's not humble. But he kept telling him, you got to learn how to be humble. You either do it one way or the other. I'd rather do it my way up front than for the Lord to knock me down and make me humble. And that's all he's trying to tell him. You know, humbleness can be forced upon you. You can be knocked down to decadence. You can be so low that you got to look up to see your shoe heel. You don't want to do that. But I thank Brother Eric for the word this morning. I truly enjoyed it. Take your time. Don't always try to show who you are. Let the Lord work for you. Let the Lord speak for you. You don't have to tell mankind who you are. If you just, you know, but I go back to what the word is saying. The word said, let your light so shine that man will see. Just let your light shine. That's all you got to do. Let your light shine. Humbleness is the way. Amen. Thank you for the word, my brother. Thank you for the word this morning. Thank God for Jesus. Yes, sir. Thank God for Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We got some nuggets sent in. It's what we do. She said, hey, Martha, God bless you. It's what we do. The Father's love knows no limit.
Yes, it
is. What we do. Psalm 112. So with fears, the Lord has a secure fortress, and for their children it will be a refuge. Yeah, whoever fear the Lord, we have a fear and a reverence, respect for the Lord. In that way, it provides a refuge for us, a safe haven we can go unto. And also, she sends in at risk of falling, great blessings are often followed by great temptation. Listen, listening. Oh, this is good for somebody. At the risk of falling, she said, great blessings are often followed by great temptation. That's why the Lord has to prepare us for blessings. He has to move in His time. That is be beneficial. That our blessings won't turn into curses. Oh, hallelujah!
Amen.
We bless you. If you're already humble and He give you these gifts, these talents. But if that humble spirit is already in you, you're going to remain humble no matter how He lifts you. You're going to still remain humble. You know, just like Brother D just gave us an illustration about his pastor. He would be humble no matter how God had lifted him and promoted him in the Lord. But he remained with that humility spirit. Sometimes it's good for us to be in the back just praying, you know. And I a lot of times I try to do that, just be in the back praying and see, because I don't have to always be in the front leading the parade.
Amen.
But I can
Amen.
Be a supporter.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
I can be a supporter, the praying and hoping for the best. So when God moved me to the front,
yesterday, one of the members come by my house after church and we was talking, and I told her about a situation I had, And she was having a little issue, and I said, you know, you might have to do like I did. I said, I bagged away from a lot of my friends for almost 2 years out in the race community. I said, it wasn't that I couldn't go racing. I just didn't feel like it. And it was so much going on, and I just bagged away and got to myself and went to going to church, and I just said, let God fix it. I said, and the truth will come out. I ain't got to fight that battle. God going to fight. And lo and behold, that's what happened. I had a couple people come back and apologize because I was trying to fight it and defend lies that I knew I wasn't doing. So my wife at the time was my girlfriend, told me to come to church with her. And I got in the Bible, got in the church, and I just sit back. I put everything aside and let him work it out. And to this day, right now, one of the main ones I had a problem with, we best of friends talk every day because everybody was in his ear. I just sit back and let things just play its way out. So being humble sometimes, like Brother Air says, we see it rushing to the front, and want to be seen. Sometimes you can sit back and not be seen, and it'll come to the light. Everything will work itself out. Sometimes just being quiet and not trying to fight that battle, let God fight it. It'll work its way out. And it just this morning when I heard it, the first thing that I thought about was what Brother D was talking about. And about the race show. But then I listened, and I say, me and the sister from church was talking. And we was talking about being humble, too. Sometimes us in the carnal mind that don't see it in spiritual mind, but sometimes it's just the little things go a long way. And being able to sit back and bite my tongue and let them keep on scandalizing my name and not try to defend every little nick and cranny, it played its way out. It worked itself out. God fixed it, is what I'm saying. So sometimes you just sit back and not be in the spotlight. It'll be all right. That's what I just had. I just had to say that this morning because that's what I saw in the message. Sometimes you got to be still. Just be still.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Thank you. This morning, y'all have a blessed day. I got a load of struggle. Yeah. I'm still listening.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord.
You know, Reverend Henry, we hear in service all the time. We hear in the song, it say, give your flowers while you yet live. And I truly try to give my brother the flowers as the Lord put on my heart to, because you never know what tomorrow going to bring. I went to see a young man. I didn't go see him. I take that back. I went to get a phone number to call a young man. Yeah, I know he was, I think it was 83, 84, somewhere like that, when he left. He moved to Atlanta last year to be with his daughter. And I had lost his number, and I went to his neighbor to get it, and she told me he passed. And he was a very good friend of mine. He was a Jehovah's Witness. I used to work on his car, and he would come in the alley, and I'd be back there fixing his car. One verse, one word from the Lord would strike it off, and there we go. I mean, we would fight. But I say all that to say, you know, you want to give the flowers while they yet live. I look at Brother Nutty, and I can remember here just not long ago when he wasn't going to church. I remember him saying he was going to start going to church and got in, and next thing we know, he was married. Next thing we know, he was a member of the church, and instead of going, now it's like he can't get up. He don't want to get up with that. Well, without going to service. But, you know, if I be lifted up, I'll draw, man. See, he been drawn. It does my heart good to hear him say how he let the Lord work it out. There was a time he wanted to work it out. Man, God will move, sister and brother, if you just allow him to. That's all I'm trying to tell you. God will move. God will move. I asked the Lord a long, long time ago. I said, Father, I said, I don't know how long my stay is here. I said, but please, songwriter said in song, I never let it go. I said, please allow me to see my kids grow. And I thank God for Jesus that my boy turned 32 today.
Ooh,
32 years. The Lord blessed him with 32 years and blessed me to see him get grown, get married, and have kids of his own. I say again, if you just, Brother Eric said it best, if you just humble yourself, remove yourself, God will do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
See, we have a tendency to forget that God wants to bless. It's not by accident that the Lord blesses us. It's not that we've been so good that the Lord blessed us. It's what he wants to do. We just be in the way. We get in the way, remember? We get in the way. We can't get our blessings on our time. We wanted it Friday, but the Lord said, I'm going to bless you Saturday next year. But wait a minute, last time I checked, a lifetime ain't even a day in his eyesight.
Right.
We just want things on our time. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to tell the brother, I try to let my brother know that I'd be proud of him. I'm like my brother say all the time. I'm never professing to be the best Christian in the world. Subject to sin today. Praying that you don't, but you're subject to sin today. That's why we ask the Lord to bless us for known and unknown. But it does me good. It does my heart joy to be able to see a brother that's doing his best to walk the straight and narrow. The Bible says the road is narrow and few find it there. The road to damnation is wide and many find that way. We're not trying to find the damnation road. Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Appreciate you. Glad to have you aboard. Praying that the Lord continue to bless you and your family. Keep you strong in his word. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Thank you, yes, sir. We thank God. We go to God in prayer. Thank him for his wonderful works. His wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Speaking with us. You know, we are not even worthy.
Not even. Amen.
You know,
but he do it in that.
Yeah. Romans 6:23 said, "For the wages of sin is death." You know, if you thought you sinned, you know, if you thought, and if you've been in error, even a thought, you know, you don't have to even commit the action, but the thought of it. That lets you know right there you're not worthy. But God, he is so worthy. And it is a blessing for us to even look upon things he has inspired men in their hearts to write this book we call the Bible. And then he blesses us. When we read it, it changes our lives. When we read it and accept it, it changes our life, just like this lesson that was brought before us this morning. When we look at it, hallelujah, and gives us strength, and it gives us knowledge, it gives us wisdom, corrects and helps us, hallelujah, and it saves us, continues to save us from a burning hell. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We should be thankful. We should love him for it. Forevermore, you can't never thank him for enough. You can't thank him enough. He Calvary, right? Just Calvary within itself is what it is for us. You know, we should be ever. And then God goes further than that.
Just let alone.
And we would tune in and open our heart. God has been with us each and every service. Hallelujah. And if you think he hasn't been there, or if you didn't get nothing out, what did you bring to the table? Did you come praying? Did you come hoping? Did you come expecting? Oh, hallelujah. And if you come that way, God will every time. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and if you feel like it's dead, bring some joy. If you feel like it's boring, bring some inspiration. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, we are just love him for it. I take it as a reminder. Every lesson I look to see what God has in it for me, and I try that because God is taking account. He's listening. He know what he's putting out there, and it's gonna come up again that you receive it, that you accept it.
Yeah.
God remember. God knows what he has many times he has put things out there for us to help us along the way. Did we choose to say, did we use our resources, Brother D?
Yes.
Our resources.
Did you use things, man?
Things he put in our path to help us.
Hallelujah.
Things he put in our path to help us.
Were you listening?
Yes, sir. That scripture over there in Jude, about 24th verse, says, now to him that is able. You don't have to fall.
You don't have to.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
And he won't put no more on you than you could bear. If you feel like your burdens are too heavy, you weigh too down, give them to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. For he is a burden barrier.
Take your burdens to him and leave
him. His eating, his yoke is easy, and his burdens, they lie.
Burdens are light.
Listen, I was just over here just reading it again, just thanking God does so much for us. He shows us so much love. He shows us so much mercy. Are we taking advantage of it? Are we taking advantage of it? Or can we open our hearts and receive what God is constantly pouring out there, constantly giving us with humility, with love, even in correction? God does it in love. He do it in love. He's so mighty and powerful, but he deals with his children in grace, in mercy, and in love. So, man, we just thank him. Thank him. Hallelujah. Everybody, all the praise his name. Be thankful. Stop complaining. Stop looking to see what you can be mad about, but just give God the praise, the glory, and the honor, and the thanks. If you don't like your situation, change it. How can I change it? Well, just ask the Lord. Lord, help me. Lord, help me be better. And he'll do it each and every time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So,
yes.
And we thank you.
You know
we
what, Real?
Another. Yes, sir.
I had a cousin of mine. It's funny. You just touched on something when you said that everybody ought to praise his name. God is so good at showing man how great he really is. I talked with a cousin of mine's, I want to say Saturday. I spoke to her Saturday. She called me. She had been having the trials and tribulations she had been going through. She had been praying. She had been taking a sick spell, and they canceled the job that she had, and they gave her X amount of time to get back to work in order to secure her job. They told her she didn't have enough points for them to save to hold a job. And when they sent her a letter giving her last 2 weeks notice that she had either come to work or they were going to cancel her job, they sent the notice to her mother's house and then placed it to her address. So she didn't receive it. And they ended up canceling the job. And I prayed with her from time to time. She called me Saturday and just look at God work. She said, cuz, I called to tell you that I run into a friend of mine and she asked me, she said, Shamika, why don't you come out here? And I told her I really wasn't looking towards the suburbs, but I went anyway. And she said when she got out there, the lady put the application on file and had to go take a drug test, and she had to take another test, fingerprints. And she said that they told her it would be 24 to 48 hours for a finger press to come back. And she said that when she sit down to talk to the lady asked her, you know, could she start, which would have been today. And she said she was waiting on, she told her, sure, she was waiting on my fingerprints. The lady said, no, Ms. Walker said, I got your prints. She said, they told me 24 to 40. She said, baby, I got your fingerprints right here. I'm looking at me in my hand, right in my hand. So I got you. She said, well, I'm waiting on my drug. And she said, baby, I got that too. She said, baby, I got that too. So she just couldn't see how her blessings was just unfolding in front of her. And she said, cuz, she said, you know, I got in my car. And I started listening to the song that there's power. And I said, in his name. She said, that's it. Then she turned around and told me, she started thinking about another song. And she said, the Mighty Clouds of Joy sang it, said something about a robin can set things. I said, baby, you know, we just went through those same two songs Friday in our closing. And here she was humming them Saturday. The lady telling me about it Saturday, the lady had just told her that Friday she could start today. And she said, cuz, not only did they tell me I could start today, they gave me way more money than I was making in the city. Oh, she said, then the lady pulled me in the office and told me, she said, Ms. Walker, someone give you another dollar, and I believe she said $1.65 more than we already given you, because I want to help you get on down the road where you're trying to go. I said, look at God work. Ain't he good? She said, can you send me your number to your prayer line so I can tune in the morning sometime and listen to you? She comes on in the evening sometime with me. She said, I want to tune in the morning. She says, God is so good to me. She said, he's so good to me. Mm-hmm. She said, I was having a problem with my marriage. She said, the Lord has eased my heart, so I don't worry about it no more. I said, baby, just turn over to the Lord. She said, cuz, I can't believe the blessing that he's just pouring about on me. And it just shocked me, because the very two songs that we closed out with is what she was listening to. And look at the Lord work. I say that to let anybody know, any and everyone that's listening, if you are going through trials, if you are having a hard time, my brother just told you this morning, if you're not where you want to be, there's a way to get there. I can give you 66 books to guide you there. 66 of them. I give them to you. And I promise they'll guide you right where you want to be. Ooh, you ought to tell God thank you. You ought to thank God just for being God. You ought to thank him. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Ain't he good, real?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Yes. Look at him work.
As we go to God in prayer, we want to tell God, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah. But he's already done, and how he's continually to bless.
Yes.
He's blessing the church. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
He's working it out. He's changing us. He's helping us be ready. He's helping us get our houses in order. He's helping us please him with our lives. He's helping us. Hallelujah. Oh, we just tell him, thank you, God. Thank you, God. As we pray, Father God, Father, we just want to tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for last night's line, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for early morning arise. And thank you, Lord, for how you feel communicating with us. You're talking with us. You're helping us. Oh, you're strengthening us. You're keeping us. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for holding us. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for never leaving us, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, even for dark days. Hallelujah. But we know one thing about a dark day. The sun will shine. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Father God. We're not fair weather Christians, but Father God, we love you when it's good. We love you when it's bad. We love you when we're weak. We love you when we're strong. We love you when we don't even understand. Hallelujah. But we believe and we hope and we trust in you. And we just thank you. Thank you for this message today. Bless us, Father. Let it enter into our ears. Don't let it enter into our ears and leave out, but let it enter in our ears and go in our hearts, Father God, that we may Hallelujah. To have a receptive spirit, that it may be in our spirit, that it may be part of us to be humble before thee as we bow in humble adoration and in submission unto you, Father God, for you are the King of Kings. Hallelujah. You are our Lord of Lords, and not only ours, Father God, but even for those that haven't chosen you, Father God, you're still King. Hallelujah. You're still King. Hallelujah. Glory and honor and majesty unto you, Father. We say thank you. Oh, Father God, continue to keep on loving us and bless us to love you back and that love that you've given us. Bless us to spread it abroad. Hallelujah. That someone may come and ask, what must I do to be saved? Or what must I do to be more the way God wants me to be? Or how can I have this joy in the midst of my storm? How can I be happy when I have shed brownie tears, Father? It is because of you and your joy that you give us. And we say, thank you, Lord. Bless us. Continue to spread your love. And thank you and bless us to be receptive of your love and understanding your will, your wisdom, your way. Hallelujah. Glory and honor unto your name, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you for it. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. Jesus, yes. We thank you.
Yes,
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Change me, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Make me more. Watch me through, create a clean save me. given it over to him? Has he changed anybody? If you give